Welcome to the Divine Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Arroche, and together we are walking the path of discovering your true self and the alignment with your soul. Through these conversations, you will experience a deeper level of connection with yourself and the universe, and most importantly, you will trust in your spiritual journey ahead. Let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Divine Connection Podcast. Today, we are going to be diving into the topic of spiritual team-ups. And I'm going to explain to you what that means in a second. This conversation was inspired by a question that was submitted by Monkey. And the question is, I've discovered some previously unlikely team-ups during meditations, such as Shiva and Archangel Michael having energies that work well together, Jesus and Ganesha, etc. Everyone connects in their own way, such as you conversing with the Herschel angels before I had ever even heard of them. So I'm curious about any such collaborations you may have come across in your own work or tuning in. Okay. This is such an awesome question. I love it because yes, I have experienced different energies, we'll just say from different realms or different frequencies that come together and work together. And I think that the first thing to remember with this experience or this whole process is that at the end of the day, even though these different energies have different frequencies or are from different realms, they are all of divine light and love, and they are here to support us for our highest good. And so that's kind of like always the core of this. You know, are you here to support me for my highest good? Are you of divine light and love of the highest integrity? Yes. Okay, cool. We can work together. You know, that's the first thing that you want to be aware of and just have that intention set when you are working with these different energies. I'm going to outline three different connections that I have experienced. These were the three that came to mind and that I would say are, you know, the ones that stand out the most in my mind. And the first one is related to just the overall divine feminine energy. And this is where I've seen where I've seen the most collaboration and also the one that has come forward most frequently for me personally, for my clients, and also in various courses that I have taught. And actually, now that I'm saying this, there's like a fourth one that's coming to mind. So I'll probably share four with you. It's not what I was planning, but they're showing it to me now. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, so we're going to have a fourth one at the end. So let's continue on with the divine feminine. So just to list a couple of different energies that I've seen coming forward whenever I've done work around the divine feminine, either a divine feminine activation or empowerment or whatever the case is, I've seen Mother Mary, the divine Sophia, Mary Magdalene, the Herschel angel Alexandra. Those would be the main ones that I've seen come forward. Angel Celeste is another one. So there's a couple of angelic beings there, but then we've got other beings that come through. And so all of these beautiful energies I have seen come forward to support with the expansion of the divine feminine within individuals or as a collective. And so even me just saying their names, I feel like you can immediately get a sense for their energies and immediately feel how divinely loving they are and also how powerful they are and how much they come through to support us, especially in the topic of divine feminine. So the way that I've seen them come through, oftentimes it's either holding a space. So whenever I'm leading either a group of people or a specific one-on-one client through a meditative journey to do energy healing or an activation or a specific connection, they'll come through to either hold space. It's almost like they form like a container around you, or they'll do specific energy healings or activations for you. Or the other thing that they've come through to support with is to lead the person through into a deeper awareness or connection with their soul. So it could be through a past life regression where there's a some sort of divine feminine component that was important in that past life. So in that context, I've also seen it in the context of simply aligning with your higher self. So there's so many different examples of this. This is why I said this was like the main one, because I've worked with this group of beings in this context in many different ways. Courses, retreats, one-on-one. So I've seen it happen so many times. And that's the first one that comes to mind when it comes to, you know, these different collaborations or team ups of different energies that come together to work for our highest good. The next one is dragons and angels. And, you know, it's been a little while since that has come up in a specific course. And with one-on-one clients, that's probably the main way that I've seen that team up come in, just because there's certain people who are more connected to that dragon energy. And so the dragons will come through while we're also talking to the angels. Usually it's Archangel Michael, Raphael, Samuel, Uriel, those more kind of masculine energies, angelic beings that are there and working with the dragon energy. And that is often associated with bringing through ancient knowledge, sacred wisdom, helping to bring through more of that truth of who you are to support you in whatever mission you're here to create or accomplish or bring forward into the world. Now, if you're curious about dragon energy, I do have a video that I filmed as like a community. It was a live stream community experience inside of the Divine Pathfinders community, which is a free space that you can join. And in there, we discuss more about dragon energy, what it is, how to connect with them. We did it when it was the Lunar New Year back in February. And there's a lot of great information there. So I'm going to link that in the show notes for you to explore that further, to just learn more about the energies there if you're interested in learning more about that. But that would be another amazing collaboration that I have witnessed through my work. The third one is with fairy energy. And I'd say in general, like this elemental energy that comes through from the earthly realm connected with Archangel Ariel. So many of you probably know, or if you don't, then you're going to learn now that Archangel Ariel is very, very, very connected to Mother Earth. She is the angel that is connected to the earth, to animals, to the plants, you know, all of that. And so I have seen and witnessed the connection to fairies specifically is the one. I've seen other elementals, but fairies is the one that stands out. When I was kind of reflecting for this episode, fairies were the ones who came through. So I was like, okay, we'll mention you. But that elemental energy has, you know, in some ways, fairies remind me a little bit of angelic energy in some ways. And so I feel like that collaboration is also like with Archangel Ariel and the fairies, that is such a strong and beautiful connection. Of course, because Archangel Ariel is connected to the earth and so are fairies. And so together, what I've seen, and this has also come through mainly in one-on-one sessions, but I've seen fairies come forward to support the person with some sort of healing or activation. And then Archangel Ariel, there is additional support that brings through that presence and that angelic frequency to, you know, just elevate the whole experience. And so if you are someone who feels connected to fairies or are curious or, you know, are working with them, then I definitely recommend calling on Archangel Ariel as well to support you and to support the guidance and just everything that you do together with that energy. So that's another team up. And now the bonus one, like I promised, is the Ascended Masters. And so specifically the main one who comes through a lot through my work, and this one has come through in all different ways, through my courses, one-on-one sessions, even just, you know, my teachings online, like my free workshops and things like that, is Melchizedek. He's come through a lot. And I am committed to doing an Ascended Masters series on my YouTube channel, because that topic has come through a lot. Questions around Melchizedek has come through a lot. So I feel like there's a lot of this information that needs to be shared and said. And I want to share my perspective. I want to share my experiences with working with the Ascended Masters as a whole, but specifically Melchizedek. And the way that I feel his presence and his energy is, it just feels like such a wise, divine being. Like, he just feels so, I don't even know what words to use to describe him, because his presence is just so magnificent, and he brings through a lot of wisdom. And he often does come forward for activations specifically, less for like the healing stuff and more for the activation. I'm going to activate more of your power, or of these sacred codes, or this deeper connection to yourself. So he really brings through that essence. And so I've seen him come through collaborating with the archangels, various different ones in various different contexts. But he's come through many, many, many times in different spiritual journeys that I've led, teachings that I've taught. And so he's a really great one to connect with and just have around to support you, especially if you're in a space right now on your journey where you are wanting to evolve or feel more connected to your innate wisdom, or to your truth, like to your gifts, to who you are, to your power. Melchizedek is amazing to call upon with the support of Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Zadkiel is coming forward, you know, all of the archangels in some shape or form. I've worked with Melchizedek and the archangels so many times that I feel like there's been a lot of archangels that have come through as this team up. So there's no specific archangel that you need to call on to work with him. You can call on any of them, really. And it's really supportive for you, especially if you're in that kind of growth or expansion period rather than in a healing, more contractive period. Like that would be the difference that I would describe with his presence, his energy, and how these angels work together. So these are just some, you know, four examples that I just shared. There's so many more. And I'm sure that you probably had experiences too. So for those of you who are listening in, I would love to hear from you, what divine beings have you felt come through together that maybe surprised you, or that maybe had you feeling like, wait, what? Does that even make sense? I don't understand this. So I would love to hear from you. Let me know in the comments below this video if you're watching me on YouTube, or if you're listening to me on the podcast, then feel free to message me on Instagram and let me know what sort of team ups you have experienced. And like I've mentioned briefly, I have the Divine Pathfinders community, which I invite you to come join me in there, because we have so many amazing conversations about spirituality as a whole. Every single month, we do what's been called spiritual tea time, to simply discuss whatever topic about spirituality. We've, you know, talked about dragons, like I said, crystals. There's so many topics that are lined up in the future as well. We do this every single month, and it's just a fun way to interact with each other. People get to share their experiences. I share my experiences. We learn from each other, and it's just so much fun. So I invite you to come join me in there to explore more of regarding your spiritual connection as a whole. And then, like I said, I always love hearing from you. So let me know what comes up for you after listening to this episode. That is it for today. Thank you once again for listening in. I am sending you so much love and angel blessings, and I will see you in the next one. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to learn more about the Divine Connection Podcast, you can go to christinaaroche.com/podcast and learn about how you can be featured on the show.